The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
What's up, guys? It's Tori.
And I'm Anissa, and this is MTV's official Challenge podcast.
And this week, we are joined by the back-to-back Challenge All-Star champion, John A. Mannion.
It's so crazy. Back-to-back.
Dude, it's like the Drake song. She's crushing it. She's absolutely demolishing it. And I cannot wait to talk to her and just hear how she did it.
Yeah, she killed it. Today, we have your new two-time challenge champion, back-to-back, my little sister, John A.
Woo!
Hi! I'm so excited to talk to you guys.
This is insane.
Dude,
insane. And I'm not surprised, but I'm so happy. How are you feeling?
Yeah.
Well, now that I watched it, I don't know. I don't know how to feel. I feel like the luckiest person in the world, you know, because I was given the opportunity to be on this show and I... you know, just came off of a win and, you know, now it's back to back. Not very many people can say that. So who knew?
I mean, it's incredible. I don't think that, well, obviously you're the first All-Stars to be back to back.
Yep.
But are you the first girl in challenge history to be back to back?
I heard.
Did Ashley go back to back? No.
No, I heard that. So people who've gone to back to back are like CT, Bananas, Tyler.
Darrell.
But I thought I was the only female to go back to back, but I'm pretty sure Veronica has won.
Veronica.
Yes. But I think you're the first solo back to back.
Well, I had a partner season
badass mom.
Well, whatever it is. Yeah. It's absolutely incredible. And I mean, seeing your growth through, I mean, I don't know. I feel like you've always been strong for as much as I've seen you, but everybody, and you know it, you say it yourself, the growth that you've had experienced since the very beginning of your challenge career. And now look at you. Did you ever think you were going to be here?
I never in a million years thought I would be in this very moment that I'm living right now. I really honestly
didn't. I don't mean to
didn't.
Laugh, but it's true.
It is true. It's so literally true. I mean, when I left, you know, Battle of the X's 2, I, you know, closed that book. I was done with the show. I was ready to move on with life. And, you know, here I am. They came calling. And honestly, going, you know, All-Stars 1, I was a replacement. I know I've said this before, but I wasn't even expecting to, you know, not only be given the chance, but then to do film three seasons in a year, do three finals in a year, and win two of them. So,
wow, it's just been a year. Time is flying. I mean, there is a big difference from one to three, but there is a big difference from free agents to this.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry for taking you out.
It's okay.
I mean, I'm really proud of you. And I think you played a really good game. I think consistently you've played really good games. You haven't had to really do anything out of character.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't had to like sabotage anyone, no pun intended. But is there a point where like enough's enough? Like, would you go on four if there is one?
Ooh, that's the $1 million question there. Maybe it would be $1 million. I don't know. You know, so if there was a season four, you know, just depending on when it was, I honestly think I am going to take a break because, I mean, it's just a lot in a year with my two young kids. And I know I keep going back to that, but I was gone for a total of 4.5 months last year filming and, you know, wasn't ever expected. And I'm, you know, glad I did so. Obviously it turned out, but I just, you know, I look at, you know, my whole life, what I've wanted, and it's to be in the place that I am now. And so it's like, I don't want to miss this time anymore. So definitely going to take a take some time off. And I believe it was Naya that said to me, she's like, you know, can you please just like not come to the next one? Like,
yeah.
I love you, but can you give somebody else?
I'd love to see you. And then you're like, I got to go home. And I'd be like, oh, I'm really sad about that.
I also feel like, you know, how do you top this? How do you top this moment?
Yeah, it's like when you're on top, do you get off while it's still hot and like,
oh my God, guys, I hate you.
Think of that. I was thinking of like, you know, Kobe Bryant and stuff.
I literally was just thinking about winning. I don't know what the two of you were thinking about.
Oh,
Tori.
Oh, I'm so, was it me?
It was just you.
I'm disturbing myself. Let's talk about things that don't disturb me. Let's talk about this final because it looked really hard. You?
Yeah,
it did disturb me. Parts of it definitely disturbed me, especially that eating portion. But I want to focus on this really interesting moment where you and Kayla have to play King of the Hill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How was that? Because you know what? I'm not going to lie to you. My money was on Kayla. Believe in you, but it was like an upset. And everyone loves to see an upset. It's always fun to watch. What was going through your head?
Well, so you know how it was set up and you go, once you get to the checkpoint, you pick who you go against. We didn't know what we were doing, obviously, but in that moment, I was just thinking points wise. And I was like, okay, Kayla has more points than Kellyanne. Let's like widen the gap in points. So I picked her. And then when I found out it was King of the Hill, I was like, oh man, like I'm screwed because I know Kayla like used to play football. She's like more like, I don't know, fierce. I'm not that. Like
scrappy,
I don't know, aggressive. Yeah. Scrappy. And so I was nervous and I was like, oh man, but just something clicked. I'm like, you know, this is the final, this is it. Like if I go back and look at this and it came down to this moment, like I'm really going to regret if I don't knock her off this hill.
Mm-hmm. Is that the moment you thought about the point system or were you thinking about it when they initially gave you your five in the beginning?
When TJ first explained the rules and he gave me the stars, I started thinking about everything. And, you know, I took what I learned from season one and season two's finals, which honestly, I think that in this final, season three's final, having the experience from the first two seasons is kind of what, you know, set me apart. And so I knew from season one's final, you know, I picked my next partner based on, you know, either what it was or who I thought would be good. You know, had I thought about the point system, I would have realized that I should choose a person that has less points. And so I took that and we were neck and neck in that final. Like had I not had those five stars, Naya would have been in first place. You know, I would have had to do that sudden death thing. But so yeah, that's the reason why I chose her and I'm happy that I won that peep.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was
yeah.
Enthralling.
It was the beginning.
It was enthralling. It was.
I'm going to enthrall myself off this shit.
I think at even one point I was trying to explain to like, it was either Wes or Kayla. I'm like, no, like you have to think about the points. And Wes was like, no, Johnny, no. And I'm like, yes.
Right. You understand. How do you not? I think season one definitely sets you up for that mindset of like, whether or not like you, how hard you can try in the second leg. Cause like when you know there's like a straight race at the end and you know what your points are, like when Naya wanted to give up, I mean, I kind of think I would have wanted to be there too. Like I got to finish this food and run with no, I'm not gonna be able to get the points to win, you know, like if you're not that close, you know? So,
yeah, I think that something is the mindset too. Like if you're there with people or if you're running and you can see someone right in front of you, it pushes you to keep going. But once someone passes you and no other person is in sight and it's just you, like it's easier to like, want to give up, you know?
Yeah. Slow down.
No, but unless you talk to John A, cause we did a challenge where we had to run and she goes, don't let anyone beat you. She said a specific name, but I'm not going to say it. And that's why I kept running. I wouldn't have done it without you.
See?
So
I do it.
Probably not in the final, but
I knew, you know, the whole time running, you're the final. Like I ran and I, you know, got pretty far. I had a pretty big lead before the eating part, but I got there first or whatever. But I knew from being on the mountain in Argentina, I knew that if I just stayed ahead enough where Kayla couldn't see me, that she would slow down, you know? So
yeah,
you're a smart little thing.
But you know,
I shouldn't be giving away all my secrets.
Well, now I know.
It's okay, I'm done.
Please share them, because
I'm going to run like a speed racer the next time I go.
Yeah.
Meaning I'm going to tell production to put me in the back of a van, drive me up so no one can, I'll be out of sight.
You know what I find interesting? Because you talk about how you were prepared for this final because season one, season two. But you were kind of on edge when you find out you get this night in the yacht, because it's like, this can't be true.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I was like, the entire time I was just waiting for there to be some sort of catch. Like, it was almost like I couldn't even relax and enjoy it, because I was like, you know, they're going to wake us up in the middle of the night and like throw us off the boat or something. that's how traumatized, you know, I am for the last couple finals, because mm-hmm. it's literally, you know, it is, you know, 48 hours or whatever it is of complete hell, but you know, you get through it. So I was just like, there's no way mm-hmm. that we're gonna sleep in a bed. There's no way you're gonna let us shower. There's no way you're gonna give us food.
You got showered? Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I guess that's why the hug at the end wasn't so stinky. Right. That's all I could think about. Was like, damn, you all have inner armpit. Like,
I also thought that.
I wanna know what the most brutal part was. Was it the food? You gotta tell me.
Mm. You know what? Honestly, for me, this one, it was the food. We were there for so long. And, you know, the food, I just ended up like swallowing it whole. Like there were these like jackfruit seeds or whatever. I couldn't even like chew them up because they were soaked in like a congealed like fish jelly. Ew. I don't know. They like purposely made it like extra gross. There were like flies everywhere. I was literally dying. You know what?
Were there mealworms in there? Were those mealworms that I saw?
I don't know. I didn't eat those. I didn't. I ate the like heart and liver things, and I just
heart and liver aren't that bad.
Yeah, I mean, they got them. You know, they got them from I think the hotel that we were staying at. I don't know.
So what do they just boil them and then they just
yeah they boil it, but like no salt, no pepper, and then they like add some nasty shit to it.
I hate them. I hate them
yes,
so much.
Yes. You know, I found out that it was the weight of the food was in fact less than season one, but I was standing there and I was like, take me back to season one. Cause at least at the beginning, it was like kind of warm, mm-hmm. seemed a little bit digestible. It's just so much.
It was, I asked Diego a full on Argentinian barbecue. He said he eats all the stuff that's on there.
Right.
The heart wasn't bad. The liver wasn't bad. The blood sausage. It wasn't bad if it were piping hot.
Right.
Yeah. The minute it starts to get cold, it gets like the fat starts to harden. Mm. Right. And it gives you a film. I don't know.
My stomach.
We can get past this because you know what? You're probably going to have PTSD from this for a long time. Let's get into
this. Kayla and I just like held each other
sobbing. That was a cute moment though.
It was, yeah,
we're like,
it's real,
not like, laughing at your pain, but no, seriously, like watching the two of you suffer and cry together, it was
you've been there,
probably nice to see somebody and know like I'm not alone in this,
right?
Yeah,
it's probably the only part in the final where you see everybody slow down and start to be like, why the fuck are we here? What are we doing?
Yeah, it's where like, you really question your life.
The only thing we can make jokes. Like honestly, Brad kept me alive during that. Like it was Brad all was of his amazing. Commentary. Yeah.
what was he saying?
He was just like, man, we're really doing this, guys. Oh, you know, this was no joke. Everybody always talks about the eating and you know, it's not that bad.
I can imagine. Oh my God, I love him.
Yeah,
it's just the beard. Too. I don't know how I would.
Like, how do you not put
that stays with you when you run, like, you know, after you eat you have to sit there and you're just like, oh, did you guys have you guys had Camelbacks on, but you had water bottles too.
Yeah.
Because that makes it easier. If you just have your Camelback, the food gets stuck in there.
Throw up.
Yeah. The talent person like was like, she's like, at the end of it, she's like, do you want your water bottles back? They all smell like throw up. And we're like, no, okay, no. Yeah, take them away.
Throw them forever, please.
Yeah. Yes. I would love that.
Ban them. Ban them from, yeah. Okay. Let's keep it moving because the eating thing, I don't know how you did it.
Are
but you
okay?
Did it.
No.
You okay, Tori?
Are you on? No, I'm not. I'm not okay. I've secondhand, I'm feeling this. My stomach's gurgling. I want to get into the puzzle. I want to get off the eating food because this puzzle, it's like, you know how it is. And I have actually been in a final before after being sleep deprived, which you weren't, thank God, in this portion, but you've also been sleep deprived before.
Well, so. I was sleeping with one eye open, so I got like some half sleep, but I'm forever grateful for it.
Yeah, right. but like once you're trying to do anything mental after you've had like a night of either bad sleep or no sleep, it's very difficult to lock in, especially when you're right towards the end. And then you guys have this tiny puzzle that you have to do, and you talk about it, how you're just like exhausted. How long did it take you guys to finish that first puzzle before you get to that domino?
You mean it was like the pentagram, tangram
yeah.
thing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I got to that point, and at that point I was by myself, like, and nobody was around except for me and Diego.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
Diego.
Like, Diego. but I was standing there for a while, and the only thing I could think of was like, you know, I have this lead. This is it. The boat is right there. And I just tried to stay calm, and like, oh, it was, I can't even tell you how long I was there, but it seemed like forever.
Yeah.
You know? So I think I actually left that point before, you know, but anybody else got there.
But they edited it like you were still there while Caleb.
But
was
she was right behind me. Cause she, I mean, she obviously made it to the next point. With that little Jenga thing. Oh, I hate that Jenga puzzle.
The domino thing.
Yeah.
That looks so terrible.
It was when you're that close and you're so tired, so exhausted. When I tell you, I was literally shaking. Like I was trying to use one piece to like space the other one. And that's, you know, once all of it falls, it's defeated. So defeating because yeah. I'm just like, oh my gosh. And then Brad and Kayla came. I'm like, this is it. It's coming down to the fact that I just knocked over my Jenga.
Aww.
So when you set it up again, I guess you were a little bit more steady. I don't know.
Yeah, literally I was using one hand to hold the other.
Wow. How long did it take?
That part. Oof. I don't know. I would say 20 minutes.
Okay.
Probably.
It's not too bad.
After it falling and yeah, coming up again.
Well, it was worth it. Those 20 minutes were worth it because then obviously you make your way over to that yacht. And then uh-huh. you win. I mean, how does yeah. it, like, what is that feeling? I mean, not only did you get to experience it in season two, you experienced mm-hmm. it again right now. How
yeah.
does this win compare to the last one?
You know, when I won last season, I was so excited and so happy. But this time around when I won, I just, it had a lot of meaning for me because this time, you know, it was an individual win and it was all up to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of it was, you know, to prove to everybody, but mainly to just prove to myself that, you know, I've come this far along and that, you know, the win wasn't because of politics or because of my partner or anything else except for me. Mm-hmm. So it was a special one.
And it was incredible. I mean, you looked strong the entire season. It was mm-hmm. it was so beautiful. And there were so many moments this season when, you know, I think you could have been broken mentally just with random bullshit
yeah.
that came up. And you just held it together. You voted yep. yourself into elimination at one point. Like, you're
right.
This isn't
I've never done that.
This isn't a I'm skating through politically, John Mm-mm. A. This is a
nope.
I'm big, brave, and I'm going to go in there and I'm going to risk it for the biscuit. And look what yep. look what you got from it, you know?
I know. You know, it's crazy. So the stars thing, the whole season, they kept telling us, like, you want these stars, but everybody's, you know, mentality of the stars was different. Like some people are like, no, I'm still going to avoid elimination. Some people are like, oh, I want those stars. But for me, it was like, you guys, obviously they mean something. I don't know what, but also, so I think at that point when I like, you know, had put myself in, mm-hmm. There was a lot going on there. Like mentally I was drained and I was breaking down. And it's not that I almost like kind of wanted to go home, but I mean, I would never obviously quit or anything. I would always give it my all. But
right.
at that moment, you know, I was just like, you know, one of two things happens. Either I come out victorious, I get over my fears, or I go home to my family, you
yeah.
know, who right. misses me. And I was like, whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. And, you know, it ended up turning out. So.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
I have one question. We just had Naya on.
Yeah.
And she said that when Sylvia was deciding to like who to go against in elimination, you said, oh, I've done this before. Did you do it before you were trying to?
No, let me explain that to you because I'm glad that you brought that up. So when we don't know what the eliminations are, right? So when we first walked up to the elimination, it was this maze, right? Mm-hmm. So in the season 2 final, you can ask the other finalists who were there. We started out the first leg of the final, we ran to this maze that looked exactly like that. Mm-hmm. And so we had to get these skull keys out of the maze. Mm. And so that there was truth behind that. I walked up and I was like, oh, this is like the maze we did from the final. And so she heard that. And I think that, you know, that was part of her, you know, decision in changing it. But also, like, I mean, there's other things behind that too.
Well, tell us. Yeah. That's what we're here
Spill
for.
Spill it all.
Well, at that point in the game, I didn't want to go home at that moment.
At that moment, I wasn't feeling interested in leaving the game. So,
no. Well, there was a point where I was. So.
Right.
True. But I had a little bit of leverage, you know, with, you know, who was going in. And so at that point, I remember specifically, I was standing by a pool table. I was standing there with Wes and Nehemiah. And I kept telling Nehemiah, I'm like, listen, I don't want to go home this elimination. Like, you know, next elimination, maybe, but I'm just feeling this one isn't it for me. And so I was standing there and it was the first time I think Wes was like, well, why didn't you just like say that? He's like, why don't you clearly communicate things? I'm like, well, you know, I have Nehemiah here. He's my Rosetta Stone. Mm-hmm. He speaks your name. And now you understand what I'm saying. So if you can help me not go home or not go in this time, then I will make sure that you don't go in this time.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of
interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Well, it worked.
I didn't want to go in at that moment.
Yeah. And it worked out in your favor, which is great. And whether it be a scare tactic or, you know, some politicking behind the scenes, it still all worked out.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't definitely meant to scare her.
Yeah.
It definitely works.
Fear is
Nehemiah, don't pick me. I'm too big to climb up this ladder. I've done it too. Like, well, that's the thing. This isn't for my body.
I think that, you know, some of these girls in eliminations are like beasts, you know, and I know I haven't seen a lot of it, but I know that Sylvia, when she shows up to an elimination, it's beast mode, you know, and we hadn't really had a very physical girls elimination yet. So I think when she, you know, told me and told everybody in the house that she was going to pick me, it was with intention that it would be something like pull wrestle or something physical,
right?
You know, and I think, you know, she just didn't expect that it, you know, if it was a puzzle. And so I guess it was a scare tactic, but I wasn't meant to. I was still ready to go in for sure, because you never know until you see it. But
yeah, I mean, it's amazing because I think, like you said, she knew that you were good in puzzles and you had proved yourself in that way. But Naya is also, and we see it through the rest of the season, incredibly smart and good at puzzles and a sleeper. Like, and that Sylvia unlocked that ability for us to see that as an audience.
Yes. When I tell you, like, Naya was the one to be in the final, like, I mean, Kayla is super strong too. And Kellyanne has the experience as well. But Naya, when it came to like that star puzzle or different things, she beat me in a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And usually I'm, you know, used to either having the endurance edge or the puzzle edge, but she can keep up, you know? And like I said, had I not had those 5 stars, she would have been in first place. And let me just tell you, if I had to do that map crossword thing, I would be going home. I would have went home that
you think?
At that moment. Yes, absolutely. Because so the other one, the one where it was like the pictures of everybody, I knew that one. I didn't really know the placement as well, but I had talked to everybody about who was, hey, what were you doing in this picture? Whatever. But I never really looked at that map. And I would have, you know, the way that Kayla figured it out was that, you know, she didn't necessarily know the clues, but, you know, she was able to, it was like a word scramble for her. She's like, oh, these letters can spell Canada. I'm not a words visual person. I'm like a math puzzle-y person. So if I'm telling you, if I had to do that, I would have gone home.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Weren't the spaces over the areas?
No.
Not
they
all weren't. Of them?
So the USA looks like it was over USA, but no, the actual map was just a background. It wasn't a hint to where it was.
Mm, got it.
Yeah.
But you also have to know that it was named the countries, right?
Yeah.
You'd also have to know the difference between a country and
that was yes, pretty funny.
And a city.
They said yes. Cancun.
That just
because people don't know much outside of the US because we have cities and states and we are the country. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like people get really confused and you're like, oh, country. I'm like, yeah. A country in Brazil.
Thailand with a T-Y.
I can't.
That was the best. That was the best.
I think they were just channeling Tyler.
Yeah. That was the best.
And also the worst. Because it.
Yeah.
I think in those moments, we all kind of forget what the hell we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're so nervous. Like.
Right. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the final elimination right before the final?
That was crazy. I got first, right? And so that was the position that you
I got first.
No.
Us me.
It was unexpected.
I've gotten first.
Because honestly, listen, Kellyanne, she like studied, you know, and studied the map too. And to the point where we actually got notebooks taken away again because they didn't want us to like write things down. And, you know, once people caught on, I guess. But I cannot believe. So we were standing there doing that whole thing and they come by to do checks, right? And I heard everybody else, like, they're like, Kayla, you have 11 wrong. Naya, you have 10 wrong. Kellyanne, you have 14 wrong or something like that. And then they're like, Johnny. No, they're like, Johnny, you have 2 wrong. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm like, well, which 2, you know? they're like, we can't tell you, you know? I was like, okay. So I like started moving with the ones that I knew, whatever.
So smart.
Yeah, lucky.
Look at you, you little, not lucky, brains. So many brains. Even though you had to eat a little baby brain in the final, you got a huge brain. Sorry, we don't got to bring that back up. What do you think about Naya's allegation about Kayla cheating? Because, like, I'm going to be honest with you. I respect that. I respect a truthful player. But at the same time, I've been down there when the pressure's on. And the phrase, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, lives deeply within my loins. It does.
Yeah. Well, so the way that they had the board set up, like, I was right next to Kellyanne. And then they were over there. But it really upset Naya. And as it should have. But I was standing there. And when we were doing the checks, you know, there may have been some people looking, you know,
right.
But
yeah.
I mean, at that point, you know, that's up to them. But
I mean, yeah, I would have looked to seen like, oh shit, girl, you got so many wrong.
Girl, I was standing in front of mine. I was that's
yeah. I don't play that shit. I'm like, you are not going to because
you know, at that point we didn't know what it meant. Like, we didn't know the position in the final. Or, I thought like, hey, if you're the last person, you don't even get to go to the final. Like, you know,
right?
So I was like,
and I think that's why she was really upset because you never know, that could have been her ticket out of there. Yeah. You know, she could have been going home. So I would be mad, but I get it. Like, you got to play to win, and you got to protect your board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You saw, like, this season, and you talk about it, how winning this and, like, getting this far by yourself at this point in the game has been really important because, obviously, last season you were partnered up with MJ, and then this season you guys were number ones, and then he leaves the game, and so now this is a single game for you. What was it like? What was that transition like, feeling like you had a number one in the game and then going into just – being completely independent?
You know what? It was, I will say, it was a little bit scary. You know, I think at certain points in the game, you know, like Kayla, different people, they were like, you know, I wish I had, you know, come off a win with a partner. I had a number one that, you know, no matter what, when they were in the authority, they would look out. So once he left, it was kind of scary because it was like, now every move, you know, that I make, I have to be very careful what I do, you know?
Right.
So, but I knew at that point that it was time and that I had what it took and I could do it. I mean, I think the last thing that Jemmy said to me before she left was like, listen, girl, like, you can do this. You don't need me. You don't need MJ. You don't need anybody here except for you, you know? Mm-hmm. And so that's what I kept telling myself the whole time.
Yeah. What move are you most proud of? Do you feel like it is that transition from like feeling like you needed to depend on somebody, or was there a particular political move that you're like, or even athletic move that you're like, that is what I want to walk away from this season with?
I would say, I mean, I guess the thing that I'm most proud of the, and it, it does play not necessarily the political side of it, but the thing that I am most proud of is, you know, blindly going into something, knowing that, you know, these stars do mean something. And then, you know, I use that as my motivation to like, not be afraid. And, you know, something that I told myself before coming in, you know, cause everybody, you know, once you win, I think everybody has their opinion of, oh, she skated, she didn't earn it, you know? And mm-hmm. even to myself, I came into this with a, my elimination record was 2-7. Now, mm-hmm. when the game changed, like, I didn't tell anybody that. I was like, I don't want people to know that I'm terrible at eliminations. I was like, you know, I need to get those stats up. And, mm-hmm. you know, I just need to, I think I just need to get my feet wet. I need to not be afraid of that anymore. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be like the ultimate win for me.
So. And it was bold, and it was not some like, oh, like somebody picked me out to try to beat me. It's like you mm-hmm. went in there yourself, you called somebody out, you did the damn thing. Like mm-hmm. it was awesome. It was so empowering to watch. And I feel like any girl who probably feels that way through life, just feeling like maybe they're not the top competitor, they're not this, like you just mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people can relate to you. And I think it's really important that you won. And not only did you win once, like we've said before, you've won two. So like, what about the main challenge? Would you ever come on?
This question comes up too. Most people ask, are you going to do it anymore? Like any more seasons? Would you do the main show? Listen, so for me, it's the timing. And I'm, you know, I've learned better to never say never, because you know, 8 years ago, I'm like, I'm never doing this show again. And look at where we are, you know?
Right.
So as far as timing right now, like I got to give it time off. Like I said, just love and enjoy and be in the moment and be with, raise my kids. And mm-hmm. so I'm not going to say a while from now, if they call me, I may consider, but you know, these moments with my kids, you can never get back. So I just, I'm here. And I'm really happy, you know,
cause, I love that.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Good. And like, you know, winning and getting that space to go home and be happy and just be with your family. Mm-hmm. Like, isn't that the goal? Especially for like a mom.
That's what I realized, that this is ultimately the goal. People ask me, they're like, what are you going to do with the money? And are you going to do this? Or, you know, and I'm like, you know what? I'm honestly just going to go home and be a stay at home mom and mm-hmm. live comfortably, set my kids up for the future. And mm-hmm. yeah, because my whole life, like everything that I have wanted is here right now. Mm-hmm. So
I love that. Do your kids watch the show?
No. So I think the first episode of the show, I'm like, oh no, it was the trailer. Mm-hmm. I showed it to Nolly and I'm like, look, mommy's like jumping out of a helicopter. And she's like, yeah, mom, you're on the challenge. It's really cool. Like,
oh my God, that's hilarious.
Doesn't even care.
She didn't care.
Like one day you'll think it's cool.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Well, I'm sure, one day she's going to be like, my mom is a superhero, and that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
She definitely will. What piece of advice do you have for other challengers who are looking for that first win? Me and Anissa.
I know, right? As I was about to say, help your sisters
help
out.
Help us.
You can do it. You guys can do it.
Just we can do it.
That's it?
No.
Fuck, Johnny.
The advice that I would give, what helped me, you know, from season one to season two, I started working out for real, which you both have been doing. Anissa, I see you working out.
Thank you.
And like the other thing is like, you can be the strongest person there. That doesn't matter. You know, it's who, most of the time it's people who dies between checkpoint to checkpoint. So even while you're there, and you probably know this, train your heart. Like I added running into my, you know, running every other day, a few miles. And that's honestly what got me both wins.
Wow. So, yeah. Okay, running. Here we go. Let's go, Niecy. Niecy's head.
It's okay. It's all right.
You've been running.
I know.
Well, train your heart. And if you're, I don't know if you're going anywhere, but like season two, like because the weather and all that, you just got to train and get your body acclimated to where you actually are. And then, continue it while you're there. So
yeah. Yes. Well, yeah. You know what? That's great advice. And honestly, this entire podcast, I have been mentally taking notes because I really do find you to be such a powerful person. And it's just always an honor to talk to you. And
I'm going to quiz her when we're done to see all the mental notes she took.
Yeah, do it. Quiz me, Lisa. Do it.
Her and her mental brain notepad. And her brain pad. I can't wait.
Well,
I really
am
proud of you. You are.
Yes. Thank you.
Amazing. And I told you when you called me and we talked right before you left, I'm like, you're going to win again.
Mm-hmm. You did say that.
Wow. Now, if I could only just fucking tell myself that.
Yeah, there you go.
We'd be pretty good. Or I should just play the lottery. I don't know, guys. I should give up on challenge and start playing the fucking lottery.
Listen to Johnny's great advice. She said, you can do it. That's it.
You can. Listen, you can Anissa, you can do it. You guys go run that together.
Hey, that is our goal in life, I think, besides to support and uplift other women and to keep ourselves healthy and happy.
Yes.
To fucking run a final together.
Yes.
Do it.
Yes.
And maybe one day I'll run with you again, John A.
Oh, into the forest.
That would be amazing.
Up in the hills after eating balls and blood sausage, wiping your face.
Oh, God.
And then just running up to victory together.
Yeah. Well, John A., what is your Instagram handle? How can we support you now that the season has ended? And what is any last thoughts you'd like to leave to listeners?
My Instagram handle is at John A. Mannion, JonnaMannion. And I don't know what I'd like to leave you guys with. I did it.
You did it.
Yay. Fucking did it again.
I know.
You did it again.
I know.
You're like the coolest mom ever.
Coolest mother.
Thanks.
No, but it's such a blessing, and it changes not only your life, but the lives of your children and your family. And that's so special.
I hope to be an inspiration. Like, honestly, after my first win of season two, if I tell you the amount of moms who hit me up, like thousands of moms just saying, I cried when you crossed the finish line. If you can do that, I'm looking at myself, and if you can do something like that, I can do anything as well. And that's the part that, you know, playing for, like, through all the bullshit and the craziness and how hard it is competing on a challenge, like those kind of like messages and things right there, like, make it worth it.
Yeah.
Cause you know, I never thought it to be somebody or a challenger that like people would look at and be like, damn, that's my inspiration.
But you are.
Well, you fucking are.
You are. Cool. Yes. Well, thank you so much, Jenny.
You guys can do it.
Always a pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. And we look forward to talking to you again in the future, hopefully after your next win.
We may be old ladies with gray hair by then. So,
no.
You know.
Speak for yourself. I already have a few grays.
Well, thank you, Jenny. We love you. And yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Love you. Good luck with everything.
Love you, sis. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th wherever you get your podcasts.
John A., man, back to back, just a mom, the sweetest little thing ever. Like, if you had to describe John A. as an animal, Anissa, what animal would she be?
Like a lemur, like a meek fox. No, that's not it. She's like a baby panda.
A koala bear or a baby panda.
I was going to say koalas, but they're mean sometimes.
Okay,
so.
Baby panda.
But she kind of could be that. She's either. She's like one really cuddly animal, but like that can live like a sea turtle for like 60 to 100 years.
Yeah, she's living forever.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, she's also, not only is she going to be the two-time champ of All-Stars back-to-back, she's also going to hold the record for world's oldest human in 100 years. So that's wild. She's already so...
I hate you.
She's incredible.
Well, you know what's not incredible, folks? I've been trying to change my name on Instagram. Yeah. If you guys could reach me at Anissa MTV, that's A-N-E-S-A-M-T-V on Instagram, and DM me and let me know how the hell
I can change my name.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Because I really need that. And you can send listener questions, obviously.
Yes, yes. And you can also DM me at Tori_Deal and just tell me why you love me. Like, let it be a long book, perhaps like a few hundred pages, and like have a outline of the chapters in the intro, and then we'll be perfectly fine. That's all I want to see in my DMs. And thank you guys so much for listening to this episode, because it really means the world to us. And if you enjoyed it, please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and tell a friend.
Yes, and then make sure you're catching The Challenge on MTV and Paramount Plus. And we'll see you next time for an all-new episode of MTV's official Challenge podcast.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.